Before we get into this episode, did you know that Beyond Rockets is a podcast management company that specializes in helping you launch, manage, and promote your podcast? We work with you every step along the way. To find out more information about podcast management or social media marketing, you can visit our website today, beyondrockets.com. Welcome back to the Beyond Rockets podcast. I'm your host, Clark Dunn. The Beyond Rockets podcast is a way for me to showcase and highlight some of the small business owners, entrepreneurs, and talented creatives here in the Rocket City that make Huntsville way more than just a Rocket City. If you're not yet subscribed to the podcast, you can subscribe wherever you listen. You can follow me on YouTube at Beyond Rockets, as well as Instagram at Beyond Rockets, to stay up to date with new and exciting things happening in Huntsville, as well as new episodes as they are released. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy. This episode is sponsored by Relogic Research. Relogic is an engineering, aerospace, and technology company dedicated to solving our nation's toughest defense problems while investing in the bright minds of Huntsville. Relogic is excited to be a part of the innovation and continued growth of the Huntsville community. Visit their website today to see what they are excited about at relogicresearch.com, and all of this information will be in the episode notes.
This is Chandler Wicks, founder and CEO of Relogic Research. We are very excited to partner with Beyond Rockets in further support of their already outstanding contribution to the Huntsville community.
What is going on, everybody? Hope you're having an amazing, amazing week this week. I'm recording this on Tuesday, and it's been amazing weather this week. Hopefully been able to get out, explore, see some of Huntsville, get out and enjoy this nice, nice weather. Hopefully this will stay along for this weekend, as there's a ton of awesome celebrations and parties taking place this weekend here in Huntsville because of St. Patty's Day. So there's a lot of things to talk about. We'll go ahead and jump right into this What's Happening in Huntsville episode that will cover the 14th through the 21st. And then I'll address a little bit about the podcast, some future episodes you'll be looking forward to next week. We have, I think, two guest episodes releasing next week, as well as a bunch of recordings happening this week and a lot of episodes coming out in April. So we'll go ahead and jump right into it. The Electric Bell is hosting Dave Anderson live on March 14th at 6 p.m. They also have the Taylor Party, a dance party for Taylor Swift, on March 15th at 9 p.m. And they'll be doing a St. Patrick's Day party at the Electric Bell on March the 17th, starting at 4 p.m. And music starts at 5. Mid-City is having Bucked Up at the Camp on March 16th at 7 p.m. The Market at Mid-City starts back this Sunday, March 17th at 12 p.m. And they're also doing a St. Patrick's Day celebration at the camp on March the 17th at 7 p.m. The Huntsville Football Club is doing a St. Patty's at the Pitch on March 17th from 2 to 6 p.m. You can enjoy traditional Irish music, dancing, games, food, and more. Admission is $15 if you're a season ticket member and $20 for everyone else. The first drink is included with the price. Non-drinkers may enter for $10, and all attendees 12 and under are free. The Mars Music Hall is hosting King's Haze on March 14th at 8 p.m. The Von Braun Center at the Mark C. Smith Concert Hall is hosting Jesus Christ Superstar at the Broadway Theater League this weekend, March 15th through the 17th. I will actually be there on the 15th. Looking forward to that play. The season is coming to an end. I think there's only like one or two more plays left until the next season of Broadway Theater League. So if you haven't gone and you're wanting to check out and you're interested in potentially doing it next season or being a season ticket holder, whatever that might be, Definitely try to get your tickets to Jesus Christ Superstar this weekend. They typically have a Friday night, a Saturday, and then a Saturday night, and then a Sunday matinee and a Sunday night. So there's a couple different options for you to see it this weekend. So definitely get out and try to get your ticket to that. Straight to Ale is doing a pre-parade with Kegs and Eggs on March 16th at 9 a.m. This is leading up to the parade that is presented by Straight to Ale. It is a downtown St. Patty's Day parade. Their route goes around downtown, Monroe, around the square, all that great stuff. And it is at March 16th at 11 a.m. it starts. And then Straight to Ale is hosting a parade after party on the 16th starting at 2 p.m. Yellowhammer is also having a St. Patrick's Day festivities starting at noon. So you can join them after the parade. They'll celebrate with green beer, live music, drink specials, and more. Live music will be by the Counterclockwise and the Pine Hill Haints at 5 to 8 p.m. They'll have Irish dancers from 1 to 2 p.m. And then Wiener Von Braun will be there providing food. So lots of amazing events taking place. Green Bus is doing festivities as well. Food specials there, coffee specials during the morning. beer specials, green beer from them, dry Irish stout as well. So lots of amazing festivities. I'm assuming Jefferson Street will do their kegs and eggs as well. So it'll be an all day festivity for St. Patty's Day on Saturday the 16th. Hopefully we'll have great weather like we've had the last couple days. I know there is some chance of rain, but no weathermen, but hopefully we'll have clear skies and great time. I'm hoping to, if the weather is nice, to walk downtown and kind of spend a few hours just walking around and enjoying all the different festivities around the square. So definitely try to get out if you can. Looking at the podcast and what you might have missed and what you can expect to see coming up soon. So our last guest interview was episode 192 on March 14th with Inova Primary Care. If you missed that episode, definitely check that out. Huntsville native David Updegraft and his wife started Inova Primary Care. They now have expanded to two locations, one off of Airport Road and one off of Madison Boulevard. But definitely is a great episode. If you missed that, check that out. This upcoming Monday, the 18th, March 18th, our episode with our presenting sponsor comes out with Relogic Research. That was with Chandler Wicks. That episode will release around 9:30 or so on social media. We'll make a post, and that's on Monday. That is our next guest episode. And then this upcoming Wednesday, so Wednesday, the 20th, March 20th, I believe, is the date. Let me make sure for that real quick. Yes, on the 20th, we'll have a throwback episode. So it's our third Wednesday of each month. We have an old guest back on. We're actually recording two old guests this week. So a pretty quick turnaround, but we're going to get one of those out on Wednesday. It should be with Stephanie Mell of Church Street Wine. It'll either be that episode or Ryan Murphy of TVG Hospitality is coming back on the podcast with the Orion Amphitheater. And so one of those will come out next week as a throwback episode. And then one of those episodes will come out in April as the throwback episode. Our April episodes are pretty much all recorded. We recorded new guests this week with the Fitzgerald, the Pilates Studio. We're excited to have them on in April as well. April 1st, our episode with Bus Stop Coffee releases. And then on the 15th of the month, we have an episode with Emily Woods. She is a Huntsville native, entrepreneur, small business owner, or entrepreneur herself. She does business coaching and social media management and stuff like that. And so we had her on the podcast, talked a little bit about her story, and it was a great opportunity to kind of talk to a Huntsville native that is close to my age and in the business as well. And then we're going to be having her on probably over this summer. We're going to have some episodes with her that are more topics driven, so we can talk a little bit about the work that we both do, shed light on a little bit more than just what you hear from me on these episodes, these what's happening in Huntsville or these guest episodes. So I'm excited to kind of get that content and get those conversations started. As always, thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed this what's happening in Huntsville episode. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram. That's probably where we're the most active. If you're a business owner or you want to connect to that direction, LinkedIn, I'm very active on as well. You can go to either Beyond Rockets or just my personal LinkedIn is where I'm the most active. And then if you like these What's Happening in Huntsville and you would like to have early access to these events that are taking place each weekend and five events that I'm looking forward to, be sure to head over to beyondrockets.com and join our mailing list. We send out an email for these weekly episodes every Thursday morning. So before these episodes are released to the public, you get to have that email. It'll have links to these events that I mentioned. It'll have ways to get tickets, way to find out more information, all that great stuff. So definitely head over to beyondrockets.com and join that mailing list. But as always, thank you so much for listening, and we hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll be back again next week for another What's Happening in Huntsville. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Beyond Rockets. Don't forget you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and on YouTube at Beyond Rockets. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Beyond Rockets to stay up to date with new episodes as they are released. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.